And welcome, everybody, to episode 763 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frankenbranches. You like that? Alongside my trusty cohorts, Scary Eric, and I don't even know what to call you, Brake. I don't know. I don't even know. What should I call you, Brake?
Bootylicious.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I like that. Yeah, there you go. All right, this is RP Grinders. We're on episode 763, gentlemen. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm just tired. Busy week.
Yeah. Well, at least you made it to the weekend, man. That's all that matters.
Make the show on time. I mean, shit.
Well, it was only 2 minutes, man. I didn't freak out too much. You know, I only freak out when it's like 6, 7, 8, 10 minutes. Then I'm like, ooh, what's going on here? You know, but usually you leave me a message on X or whatever, you know. But I know you've been having...
The thing is, I don't want to use them anymore.
I know. All right, we'll get to it. All right, let's kick it off with the news. We don't have much news for you guys, but that's okay.
Yes. It's the best day ever.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, it's up to you to start it off.
Free-to-play fantasy action RPG Duet Night Epis unveiled for mobile devices and PC. Publisher Hero Entertainment and developer Pan Studio. Pre-registration is now available on the official website. No release window has been stated. And it's got 3D graphics, so that's something.
Damn it. And I was going to show it, but then stupid fucking... I don't know what it is. Like when you're not on YouTube itself, like if you don't, if I fast forward the video a little bit, like here, I'm going to do it here. It won't do that where it says ad was removed, and I don't have any ad blockers or anything. So I don't know what the fuck is going on, but here we go. Here's the trailer. I'm not going to play the full 3 minute trailer, but I will, pull it up in the middle here. And it looks like a really cool action RPG a la. What is that? It's not Scarlet Nexus. What's the other one, Eric? Maybe Scarlet Nexus, but looks a lot like that type of style. It looks really cool. All right, anything else on this, Eric?
It sounds like a decent alternative to those who might not be interested in Honkai Star Rail.
Yeah, I mean, it looks cool. Freak Five says, nah, I can hear Frank's voice. You know you love my voice, Freak Five. You know you love it. All right. Breakman, next story, please.
He loves it so much that when he's having sex with his wife, he plays our podcast.
That's right. That's right. He's admitted as much, I think, in the past. All right, Break.
Going to his lab, Mark, you say, here's the RPG site. Salt and Sacrifice comes to Nintendo Switch and Steam on November 7th. Studios and Devoured Studios announced the Souls-like action RPG Salt and Sacrifice is coming out on November 7th for the Switch, and it was already released for PlayStation and online in the Epic Store, but now it is coming to Steam for the first time. It'll be $19.99.
Yeah, I have not played this, but I played the first one, Salt and Sanctuary, and it's a really difficult fucking game, man. But I like it a lot. I have to get back into it. I lost all my saves and shit, but I'll have to. I tried playing it again, but I lost the rhythm. I mean, there's a lot of like parrying and shit that you kind of have to learn to you know, be good at it. But I mean,
Salt Sacrifice is a bit more different, though, because it's kind of set up more like Monster Hunter, because you're hunting a bunch of mages that are corrupt and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, it looks good. I mean, does it play sort of the same, Eric, or...?
More or less.
Okay.
But, like, you can't just be a mage, because the whole point of the game is that being a magic user is illegal, and you're hunting them down.
Gotcha. Well, the first one was a ton of fun. I know.
So
that.
Instead, you use like tools, and that basically substitution for your MP. But that's only if you go with a build that does that stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, $20 sounds like a good price point, starting price point, anyways. So that's good. Especially for a Switch
also, game. Also, the game's going to launch with a free update called The Traitor's Tomb, which is going to be a new area, and it's going to have new bosses and secrets to find.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a nice little bonus. Bonus. All right.
I hope that Scott Studios is also working on trying to get his update for the original Salt and Sanctuary that rebalances the game completely. And that's only available on Steam and other PC platforms at the moment, and it hasn't made its way to console, so I hope that happens soon.
Yeah. Skodoma says $20 means it sucks. Not necessarily, Skodoma. It's actually a good game. Actually, you can pick up the first one for like $5 on PlayStation. I don't know if it's on the Xbox.
Are you a fool? Because like a lot of the game industry is so garbage nowadays that they'll sell you a $60 game or $70 now.
Yeah, $70.
And then they'll tack on microtransactions and loot boxes and season passes and nonsense like that that inflates the price.
I just wait.
Value is just not even worth the initial asking.
Yeah, I wait. I mean, I used to get games day one that I was super interested in. The only thing that I'm ever going to get day one is Dragon Quest, you know, like a mainline Dragon Quest game. I'm not interested in paying $70 for games anymore, and I'm okay with that because I got such a backlog. Like, it's not a problem for me, you know.
And I agree. Like, I've got Game Pass. I have no need to buy a new game because there are new games coming out all the time.
Yeah,
I'll make the exception for a new Mega Man.
Yeah, see, I mean, all of us have, like, I might do it for Final Fantasy, you know, mainline Final Fantasy game, or Dragon Quest, or, I don't know, like a new Souls game like Elden Ring, but I always get those on deal, too, so it's like, why even bother, you know? It's like, just play your backlog, get those done, like what I did with the PS4, before I went on to the PS5, I just beat all my PS4 games that were physical at least, and then I went on to PS5 games, you know. I mean, some of them, like, I bought more since, you know, and yeah. I have to get through those too, but
you know, just as a backlog of old games I never played and stuff, so it's just like, the thought of buying new games is like, oh man, I don't want to spend more money on a game that I might not end up playing.
Yeah, I know. I like getting them non-physical though, you know. So there you go. $20 for sucking is a $19.95 for, how dare you, Freak Five. tip for Frank. How dare you. Alright, let's move on to the next story. Fantasy action RPG Babylon X announced for consoles and PC. Armenia based Mighty Boy Studio has announced not very many Armenians studios, so that's kind of cool. Babylon X, a fantasy action RPG set to release for unspecified consoles and PC. No release window has been announced, so this is pretty much a non-story. I'm watching a cinematic trailer, and it looks kind of creepy. At least the character models look creepy. I don't know. It's kind of like, but I don't know. It might be good, but we don't know anything about it. All right, Eric, you get the last story here.
Okay, Lies of P is...
And Breakman is exiled, by the way, you son of a bitch.
What do you mean? What did I do?
Son of a bitch. Alright, Eric.
Lies of P has sold a million. That's really all there is to it.
That's a really exciting thing. That's a new IP. And for a new IP to surpass 1 million in its first month is a, big deal. You know what else is a big deal? Freak Fighter's getting exiled, son of a bitch. And Skodoma, you son of a bitch. Damn it. Fuckers. You're all exiled. Fuck all of you. Except for Eric. Eric has been nice to me, so. You
know. Also, they have plans for DLC.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Have you played this yet, Eric, or you don't have
it? Yeah, I've been playing it.
Is it good?
Yeah.
All right. So, I need to get this then. Eventually, when it goes on sale, I need to get that game. All right, that is all the news, guys. Can you believe it? We're like 15 minutes into the show, and we're done with the news. I can't believe it. All right. Homie, What's that, Rake?
Victory!
Yes. Eric, take us through some homie discounts this week.
Homie discounts. The PS Plus Games Catalog, that's, I didn't delete that. That's from last week.
Yeah, we did that. We did that.
But the Bamco Humble Bundle is still going on. It's got 12 days on it. But there's also a new one I found.
All right.
On Fanatical.
Ooh.
Which is called the Build Your Own Play on the Go Premium Edition.
No Indie Gala.
Oh, yeah, I do have that, too. I need to add that in later, but we'll get to that.
Skotomai, you son of a bitch, you're exiled.
But,
That was pretty creative.
I think I actually showed you. Well, no, wait, no, that was the other time. Never mind. Anyways, you can get three games for $9.99 or five games for $14.99 or seven for $20.
And these are only Steam, right? They're not.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
So you could take your pick of a maximum of seven. These are all Steam-based titles. And it says on the go because it's specified that they're all Steam Deck verified. But you get Werewolf the Apocalypse Earthblood, Wolfenstein 2 the New Colossus.
That's a great game.
Dishonored the Death of the Outsider.
Dishonored's a great game.
And I think this last one, yeah, Bozorka. I don't know what that is. Doom, the 2016 game. The Ascent, Filament, which looks like an adventure game.
Yeah.
Gear Shifters, Wall World, Hello, Good Boy, Treasures of the Aegean, Walking Dead, the final season, Battle Axe, The Walking Dead, A New Frontier, Game Deck Definitive Edition, Beyond Blue, Chicken Police, Paint It Red, Always Legacy, which is a good Metroidvania, Tesla Grad Remastered, which is another good Metroidvania. And a dual pack of Ghost Strike and Jetboard Joust double pack.
Huh. All right, that's a pretty good lineup there. I'm sure you could find at least three games for $10 that you like out of those, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe seven for 20, you know. So good deal all the way around. So Breakman's talking about boners in chat. So there you go.
Don't you know, right?
Right. All right, what else? Anything else, Eric, on that?
Nope, that's it.
All right, let's go to what we've been playing.
Inquiring minds want to know.
All right, Breakman, let me guess. Starfield?
Yeah, well, that's Starfield. this week I came across an interesting bug. At one point, I'm walking, and I look behind me, and I can't find my partner. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like looking around for him all over. And I hear him talking, and I'm like, okay, what the fuck? So I like zoomed out. They're in the sky. Like they're walking in the sky like they're on a path and shit. Like 30 feet above me. And I'm like, what the fuck? Okay. This
is weird. And you know what's really funny? But Bloodborne has an actual chair up in the sky in the moon during, I think, after the one part of the game where you beat the spider boss and you're in the new version of Garl or whatever it was called, and if you look up in the sky, you'll see the chair there, and it's something they just never bothered to fix because they realized most people wouldn't notice it.
Freak is exiled, son of a bitch. Yeah, Bloodborne's got a lot of cool little idiosyncrasies like that. So, Breakman, how are you playing like that though, man? I mean, something's got to give, right? Like
what? Like it's just one bug. Like it didn't affect the game in any way. It just my partner was like in the air instead of like on the ground. I mean, as long as the bugs don't affect the gameplay in a way that makes it too hard for me to play, or for instance, Redfall had this one bug which changed the color, like the everything on my screen was like bright white, so I couldn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, I don't know what the fuck that bug was, how it could happen or whatever, but yeah, like that was an unplayable bug. Where if just somebody walking in the sky is just, it's funny to me. That's something to laugh at.
You know, in Breath of the Wild, I almost found a game-breaking bug, man. It was crazy. Like, I was just, you know, like exploring the mountains, right? Just walking along. Because some of those mountains, you can actually walk sideways and walk up them. And I got stuck in the tiniest of holes. That's what he said. But I couldn't get out of it. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here, man? I don't want to restart my game. So about 15 minutes of me trying to get out of this, like I don't know. It was like
I'm warping to a tower.
I didn't even think about that, Eric. But because I was so focused on what I was doing on that mountainside, like I was trying everything furiously to try to get the fuck out of there, man. And finally, I don't know if I just jumped the right way. I finally got out, but that was, you know, that was like a weird little thing that maybe nobody has ever found in the history of Breath of the Wild. You know, I mean, Nintendo games are super polished. Like you hardly ever run into that, like in like their first party title stuff. You know, they have quality games.
Did you ever think to use Revali's Gale to jump out of there?
I didn't have Revali's Gale at the time. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. So yeah, it was interesting, man. I'd never seen anything like that in any like mainline Nintendo game, you know. And I've seen other glitchy things, like in, you know, on the 64, like you could do all kinds of crazy things with Mario 64 and stuff, but you know, nothing that was like game breaking.
Some bugs all the way back to like the Super Mario Brothers.
No, yeah, for sure. Well, like how you got unlimited lives when you jumped on the turtle on the, you know.
Exploitation of mechanics. That's not a glitch.
Yeah,
but like being able to go through the wall and go into the negative zone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. Stuff like that. I mean, there's always been stuff like that, but usually they're super. It's not like a Bethesda game where, you know, you've got, or a CD Projekt Red game where you've got, you know, game breaking bugs and, you know, stupid, ridiculous bugs and, you know, dragons flying backwards and shit, which I have seen in Skyrim before.
You know, it's like, see, that's funny to me. Like, if it's not really affecting my game, I'd record it and laugh about that. Like, look at this stupid shit and keep playing the game.
Yeah, but I mean,
like, suddenly the dragon flying backwards, like, suddenly stopped, came after me and killed me in one hit, then I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. I should have been able to defend against that. No, okay, that's a glitch. I'm out.
Freak 5, that's funny, man. I'm not. I'm unexiling you for that comment. He says Mrs. Breakfan is joining Bernie this week on her OnlyFans so they can finally be satisfied. I tell you what, Bernie never has that problem. Freak 5, you could look at her a certain way and she'll climax. Let's just put it that way. You know, so. What's that?
Is she there right now?
No, she's in the bathtub enjoying a nice hot soak. Okay. Yeah. Even if she was, she would tell you the same thing, Break.
Just listen to fun, is what I'm saying.
I know. All right, what else you been playing, Break?
Really just Starfield. I mean, well, I played some more of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I heard they're coming out with some new skins and stuff.
They've got some new skins and new kills, but they cost some money, so I hadn't done it yet. But I am thinking about it.
Yeah,
because that's cool. Like I'm not. I didn't have to pay $70 for Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You know.
Yeah.
Essentially, I'm paying the rental fee.
Right. For it. Right. Right.
So I feel differently about the DLC that I used to. Like when I spent like $70 on a game, like there's no way in hell I was gonna buy like an avatar or something like that.
Right.
But when I'm not spending any money on the game, like, I can see like buying avatars.
Maybe later on, like way later when the game goes real cheap, just buy it so you have it in your collection, you know?
And, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way to do it.
Friday the 13th, which we won't be able to play after this year.
You won't be able to play it at all? Like at all? No. Ooh.
Sucks.
Wow. That really sucks.
Lost the license. It's delisted at the end of the year.
Oh, really? Damn it. Yep. Well, hopefully that team can, I think it's Gun Interactive, can make another one, because they did a good job on that Friday 13th.
They did a really good job on Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
So yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can tell, like, they know, they understand the license and know how to embrace it.
Yeah, yeah. That's really cool.
I'd like to see them do other horror movies, like Nightmare on Elm Street, for instance.
I would love it, but I would love, like a single-player campaign to go along with all of those. You know what I mean?
I kind of ignored my Indie Gala thing I was even going to do.
What Indie Gala thing, Eric?
Yeah, I said I forgot to put it in. I'm going to put it in later, but I wanted to talk about it still.
Well, here, put it in, and I'll take a look at it. Where is it?
One second.
Are you going to put it in the chat?
Yeah.
All right. I just saw a card that said bumping for boobies. Sweet.
Did you bump them?
I know. I like that. All right, here's a... You guys can take a look at home, but I'm not going to show you guys this because sometimes it's a little naughty and I'll get in trouble, but...
I can list some of the game titles. Okay, it's called the Erotic Nightmare Bundle.
These are games, right?
Yeah. $5 for what's mainly succubus-centric.
Oh, okay. I like the succubus.
Succuseca, resist succubus temptation. Succubus Connect... Succubus Runa and the Erotic Dungeon.
Ooh,
Trouble
I like
Days.
That.
I like Trouble Days.
Yeah.
Exorcist Charlotte.
Oh.
Nightmare.
Okay.
And Succubi's Trap of. Yeah, Succubi's Trap Dungeon of Seduction.
Yeah. I like the manga ones because all these are Windows based and I can't play them. But yeah. There you go. I know there's no single player. Break, man. What are you telling me that for? Like,
no,
I wish.
I was just sitting chat.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying to you.
Oh, that was a special price, and it's been long since over. So now it's $750.
Yeah, $750 is still worth it for all those games, I guess. I don't know. But there you go.
I had forgot that I hadn't refreshed it in all hell.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay, so, Eric, what you been playing, man? Other
Liza
than
Succubus. P.
Oh, Liza P. All right. Did you get through it yet, all the way, or not quite?
I did. I did the surrender your heart ending, and then I had to play through it a second time to get the other ending, and now I have to do the truth playthrough to get the true ending of the game. And if you're going for the max gamer score / trophies, you're gonna have to play through the game 3 times anyway.
Huh. Okay. Well, it sounds like it's worth it. It's not a very long game if you've already been through it twice going on the third time.
Yeah, it took me like 25 hours the first run.
Oof.
Now it's 25 to 30. Now it's closer to this. I think my clock's is something like 72 at this point.
Yeah.
Because I've actually been exploring the entire maps again because they're improved items for your defense parts.
Yeah.
That make it easier because they have the new game plus mechanics of Soul Games that was where it gets harder with each playthrough.
Yeah.
And they do it to make it up for it. But apparently New Game Plus is the final bonus items because you don't get any more after that, so you're just gonna have to get better and not get hit.
Get good. Get good. Let's see. I played SteamWorld Dig some more this week.
And it's there's no PvP because there's no multiplayer, so you could just keep leveling up to boost this damage reduction on your defensive values if you want, which means maxing out all your stats.
Is there easy places to level up?
Levels happen pretty quickly, so you don't really need to grind.
Okay. I've been playing SteamWorld Dig, and the game is good, man. It's just, I don't know what I'm doing now. Like, I keep trying to find those orbs to upgrade shit now, but they're few and far between. So, I don't know if I'm looking in the wrong places or what. But, it's a good game. It's a really, really fun game. I can't wait to beat that and go on to 2. And then I'll probably talk to you guys on what I should play next. Maybe I'll play Cyberpunk since they did all the upgrades and stuff. But
hey, I think SteamWorld Dig 1 and 2 are on sale currently on the Xbox
Yeah, good games, man, for sure. Well, at least one is, for sure. I haven't played two, but you said it's better, Eric, so there you go. All right, let's move on to...
RP Grinders reviews.
Breakman, do you have any reviews for us this week?
I'm trying to think, what did I watch this week? No, not that I can think of. I'm not still watching something, I'm in the middle of it, so I can't really review it.
Yeah. Eric, do you want to do a review of Liza P, or are you going to wait for the feed for that?
I'm going to do that on the feed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got all three Souls like sides to review. I got Phamicia, I've got Steel Rising, and I've got Liza P.
Alright. I am going to review Creepshow Season 4 spoiler free. All I'm going to say is it's really good. It leans a little more on the comedic aspects of things rather than the horror. I mean, there's a lot of horror to be had, but it's not. I mean, it's probably something that you can watch with your kids.
Is this new?
Yeah, on Shudder.
There's a new season of Creepshow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I saw it. It's pretty great, and they do kind of an homage show to George Romero, which is fantastic at the end. So the last episode, you know, which they all contain two episodes, and almost every story is pretty good. So I highly recommend watching.
Great cast actors again.
What's that?
Great cast actors again.
You know what? They went with the more low-key cast this time, but it was great. I mean, a lot of fresh faces, but I thought it was really, really fun. I mean, it's a pretty great season, man. I think I enjoyed this season a little more than the last couple of seasons. Season one is really, really good. But... and they've all been pretty good. I mean, some of it hit or miss, but this season wasn't any misses, I don't think. I kind of liked almost every segment. It was pretty good. So I'm going to give it a solid 8.5 out of 10. I mean, you know, like I said, I a little less on the points because it leaned a little more towards the comedy aspect than the horror. But, I mean, that's a very minor thing. I mean, Creepshow's always been, you know, horror with comedy, you know, so it's, and it could be serious at times, you know, and timely and, you know, have a lot of moral, you know, implications, but, all right, we apparently lost signal, but it's back now, so, refresh, can somebody type in refresh? I don't know if, you know, that'll help, but, yeah, so I give it an 8.5 out of 10, I thought it was pretty great, so... There you go. Full of transgender propaganda. Or how about just transgender representation, maybe, Skodoma? I don't know.
Yeah, go get the fuck out of here with that nonsense.
I don't think it's propaganda, man. I mean, just because something has something transgender in it doesn't mean it's propaganda. It's
if anybody's falling for propaganda, it's you.
Well.
From the right.
Well. Yeah, just refresh. I think we're good. All right, so let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, Breakman, I know you got more than one.
Stinko's, and it's only 7:30.
I know. Isn't that weird? We might do a record grinder show, man. We might be done by, 8 your time, but 6 my time. All right.
I'll try and stall as much as I can. I'll do a harmonica solo later. I can do that. Keep us going.
Okay.
All right. I got several Stinkos. Most of them actually related to each other in weird ways.
All right.
But the one that isn't is Twitter or X, whatever they want to call it now.
Yeah.
The new program is set up that people can earn money, and as we all know, Elon let a bunch of people back on here who definitely should not have access to it. And with his new structure, those people are now making money while they're doxing breathing parents. I can't support a platform that's actually gonna pay somebody to dox breathing parents. Like, seriously.
Wait a minute, what's going on? Say that again, Break. I'm not understanding. What's going on here?
Sorry, on on Twitter,
yes,
somebody, you know how they have that new program where your X, where is, you can monetize it now, you can make money off it.
Yes.
And a guy found is making money off of, well, doxing a grieving mother.
Wow.
Whose child committed suicide. So Jesus. I'm not going to be a part of a platform that pays somebody to dox a grieving parent.
Okay. What else you got? So
I'll still keep the account on there to support the shows, but I'm not doing anything else on Twitter other than that. Okay, where should I start? Because all the rest of these kind of go together in such weird-ass ways. Okay, I guess I'm going to start with... there was a woman who was, I guess, 2001. Over a nine-month period, or eight-month period, she called the police 9 times for the restraining order she had on her ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
You can figure what happened after the 9th time, right?
Let me guess. The cops didn't do anything, and the guy showed up and, I don't know, murdered her, maybe?
Yeah, exactly like that. Yeah. So the parents were suing the police for not doing anything, because they didn't show up to half of her calls, apparently.
Yeah.
And once they did, there are sometimes where they just told him, like, it was just walk away type stuff. A piece of paper is doing shit. It does not do shit. The police do not do shit. Domestic violence users.
Yeah. Well, and they don't do anything for anybody, right. Breakman. So,
but I mean, like, people who are in the most danger, immediate danger, like, they're doing nothing for them to protect them.
Yeah.
You know,
well, look, we're going to get to my stinko in a minute here, Break, and mine also involves in peripherally the police and why I didn't call them. So,
okay. That's going on with obviously domestic violence being a problem in this country. There are federal laws in place to prevent domestic abusers from getting guns. Federal laws. Mm-hmm. Now, however, there are states like Ohio which are actively trying to put in laws to supersede the federal government laws. So one of the consequences of that one would make it perfectly legal for a domestic abuser to own a gun in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just great. That's where we're going. And they did a study, and they found out that even right-leaning Republicans in the state,
yeah,
for the majority of them are think the Republicans have gone too far.
It's really weird, Breakman, because like there's a lot of these things in this country that the vast majority approve of, like Medicare for all, like healthcare for all, and you know, certain things that just won't happen because a certain faction of people just won't let it happen. And it's like, I don't really get it. It's like, mental health checks for having a gun, that's been poo-pooed all over, you know what I mean? And it's like the most basic of steps just to make sure you're okay to have a gun. You know, it's like,
yeah.
You know, background check stuff.
Run out of their way to make sure red flag laws aren't, place and stuff like that, but these are the same people that tell us it's mental health. Well, then why don't you want to do anything to stop the mentally unhealthy from getting guns?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. The arguments are counterintuitive. You know what I mean?
I disagree. Skoda says the vast majority let porn be in all sorts of shows and advertising. Really, I've never really seen any porn, Skodema. I've seen sexualized ads and sexualized shows, but porn never. You see porn in porn, and that's pretty much all where you see it. I mean, if you want to talk about the morality of certain shows, we can definitely have that argument. But
I mean, you can talk about like Skinamax, like what level of porn you're watching.
Yeah, that's
like,
not porn. That's a thing. Porn. A break.
But it's porn. Yeah, right. I agree with you.
It's not really porn. It's you know, like, that's what I'm saying.
People have sex in Game of Thrones. It's like two people have. It's a sex scene. It's not a porn.
Yeah, yeah. There's a difference between porn and sexualization. And that's you know, I mean, we could talk about that for sure.
Like,
we can have
time,
that discussion.
I tried asking people for like recommendations for hentai on Twitter just to see what reactions would be. And one person listed Mesophore and Kite, which aren't really. They just have sex parts in it. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you gotta try harder.
Keeps denying that it was. Well, I'd have to hear the joke, Freak Five. I don't know. It probably is. Your adults have better judgment than kids, no doubt. Softcore porn has been normalized. I don't know what that's not. It's not porn, Skodomo. If you want to talk about sexualization and sex scenes, yeah, there's plenty of those.
Softcore doesn't even really.
It's not porn. It's not like it's not porn. It's adult content for sure. You know, it's just not. I mean, porn is like you know, actual penetration and shit. When they talk about softcore porn, you're talking about the Skinamax type of stuff, you know. And it's like, okay, you know. I mean, look, I'm all for like protecting
Skinamax
kids.
Skinamax even still exists.
Yeah, they changed from HBO to Max now for some real weird reason.
No, I said Skinamax.
No, I don't think in its purest form it exists anymore, Eric. Cinemax still exists as a, you know, I don't know. But let's see. What else we got? I'm just reading chat. To try to teach her, I asked her if she had told my wife, thinking she wouldn't want to, but she had no problem. Wow. Okay. You don't consider it porn because you don't consider how much you're exposed to. No, look, Skodoma, there's a difference. If you're going to be, I know the difference, Skodoma. I mean, if you can't tell the difference, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's up to us as parents. I'm a parent too, Skodoma, to shield your kids from as much of that as you possibly can shield them from.
We're talking to somebody who thinks it's a problem that represents positive LGBTQ representation.
No, check this out, Eric.
Being normalized is a problem.
You know what's really normalized in this country, Skodoma? You know what's really normalized is violence. And I think if the mainstream media was a little more honest, they would show us. They would actually show us some of the violence that's been going on in different countries. You know what I mean? Like that's what I would say. Yeah, send me the joke, Freak Five. I'm not gonna read it or anything. I don't, you know, anything like that. Like in other countries, like it's the opposite. Like the human body is a beautiful thing, right? Nudity is okay in other countries, and you know, it's okay to. You know, be attracted to the human body. That's why we're human. That's part of the reason why we're human. But violence, to me, like that's a much bigger problem in our country, I think, anyways. But you know, what do I know? All right, let's Breakman. Anything else you got?
There's one more. It's completely related to what's going on. Right now, sometime this month or next month, the Supreme Court is actually reviewing a law that might change that access to domestic violence to domestic violence users' access to guns. In the meantime, domestic violence murder by firearm is up. What did they say? 22% this year, and was a 500% increase over what it was, along with the increased the risk of homicide by 500% for 10 million people.
Yeah.
If they do this, if they make it so that, the domestic abusers can get guns again. It's bad enough they can get guns as it is, but, I mean, let's just go ahead and sanction it. Why don't we? It seems like that's what they want to do. And just, I don't know what to say.
I think it's seriously time for certain people of a certain mind to think about actually just leaving to a different country with different thinking. Like what Skodoma says here, yeah, in other countries, they're even topless. The difference is how our society has sexualized it. See? That's, you know. And Skodoma says
it's because we started from a Puritan-type society. And from there, we built off into different religious sects. Like, we've always been built on religion has been the problem.
Yeah.
So our foundation has been based on a moral code, sort of.
Yeah, but it's funny.
The moral code demonizes the human body, which shouldn't be demonized.
Because I agree.
The human body is the one thing we all have in fucking common.
Right, right.
We have to have a body, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's weird when we think of commonalities like that, Breakman, but you're right. Like, it's the one thing all human beings have on that. Now, we're not all created equal, right? But, you know, all things being said, I mean, we have the same parts. You know, it's like there's two different models. There's the male and the female, and, you know, I know that there's, you know, stuff in between.
Yeah,
and
there's like intersex people and stuff like
that. Right, right, right. But I mean, as far as like the veneer, right, it's two models. And Scott makes a good point here too. He says it's why nip slips and clothing malfunctions are so taboo. Yeah, and another country, it's
like Australia or France, like, you'll see little girls not wearing, like, tops. Where in America, you see little girls wearing tops. Little girls don't have breasts, you know?
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. There's this weird modesty thing that we have in America. And mm-hmm. I'm not trying to sexualize little girls in any way, but I think we are when we're putting bras on them that they don't need, you know? But countries like France and Australia, like, women go topless all the time on beaches and such like that because it's normalized.
Right, and that's what Skodoma just pointed out, nude beaches in other countries as well. It's you know, it's really weird, but in other countries, violence is frowned upon. You know, it's like that's what they're having a problem with, not the opposite. Here, it's like, you know, we see a nipple and we fucking freak out, you know. it's like you freak out over a nipple, but this guy gets his head blown off in a movie and you're perfectly okay with it, you know. Which I'm saying, look, I like all adult content. I mean, if it's violent, it's violent in a movie, you know. That shit pretty much happens in real life here in the United States and other places, so, you know, I mean, it's okay. I mean, but normalizing is a different thing. You know, I mean, we could have a discussion on it for sure. So, anything else you got?
We talked a lot about discussion about nipples and stuff. Remember Nipplegate?
Yeah.
Like how big of a nothing burger that was. But basically, we watched as far as like her being flashing, like that was a nothing burger. But basically, we watched a woman get assaulted on stage in front of the world, and everybody was pissed at her.
Yeah,
a guy did it to her, and everyone was mad at her.
Yeah, they weren't mad at Justin Timberlake. They were mad at Janet Jackson. Like, yeah.
They're mad at the victim. Like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
America.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it gives you pause. You know, it makes you think about these things. All right, what else you got, Break?
That's it. Let's hope the Supreme Court does the right thing. God's sakes, of all the laws you've fucked with so far, like. You've made it perfectly legal to discriminate against LGBT. You've made it perfectly legal to discriminate against anybody who's looking for college admission. But you did nothing about the rollover admissions and the legacy admissions. But you just went after like new admissions,
right,
which heavily is against minorities, whereas like legacy admissions are heavily in favor of white people.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's...
But this is the kind of things that they've ruled on lately, so God knows that they might rule in favor of domestic abusers.
Yeah.
So let's just hope to God they don't.
Well, I mean, you can hope. We can hope, yeah. Breakman.
I know. If they don't, there's going to be a lot more women dying in this country than we're already dealing with.
Yeah. I'm sick of the prison system as the way that it stands right now, Breakman. I'm actually sick of a lot of things in this country. Politics aside, there's a lot to be fixed, and our politicians aren't fixing anything.
Well, you know, the biggest problem with our system is it's built on money. I mean,
yeah. The justice
system is built around money, and that's why people like Trump have gone without being punished for so long. And now he's only facing civil trials for the most part, which are just fines. You know? Like, so far, like, the jail, the ones for jail haven't even, I don't think they've started.
The Georgia trial was supposed to start this week, Break, but there have been developments in that, so two people have flipped, actually three people have flipped now, so, I mean, they're going up the chain. I mean, justice has to work its gears, you know, I mean, we have to wait for those gears of justice to turn, so we'll see.
I just wish those gears got well oiled.
Yeah, well.
We all know he's going to appeal it. And he's going to appeal it, and he's going to keep appealing and appealing until it's, you know, goes into court for 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah.
Like, these people who abuse the system get away with this. And there's nothing, like, if you say want to sue Donald Trump, he basically beats you out just by having more money.
I'm going to make a
keep appealing it until you can't afford to keep going.
I'm gonna make a contrast here and say that it's basically rich people, Breakman, because if any of us, and it's why some people are flipping, like Sidney Powell and Keith or Kenneth Chesbrough or whatever the fuck his name is, and that other doofus that was the bails bondsman, flip because they can't afford it, right? In the long run, they can't afford all of that. So, which is another kind of issue. You know, you should be able to go through a trial, and if you're innocent, be proven innocent, you know. But I don't think any of these people were innocent. They all had something to do. But here's the other thing. Like it's on the other side, just to be fair. I mean, this whole Hunter Biden thing, which for the most part has been a nothing burger, there is some other shit that, I mean, like that gun charge and, you know, other things that he's going to get away with, which is bullshit. You know, it's like, if you have enough money, you can get out of pretty much anything. You know, I mean, or you can get reduced sentences, or you can plea, or, you know, it all, you're right, it all has to do with money, Breakman. And that's something I'm working on in a microcosm with the city of Aurora. I want to start a petition to make it so that the police can't stop you for like a broken taillight or a cracked windshield or, you know, stupid little petty offenses like that.
Because, yeah, basically stuff that because they can get your license plate and they can fine you. That basically they're doing it to, you know, quote unquote, just check the car.
Right.
They're scanning cars looking for criminal action of some sort.
Right.
And if they don't find it on their scanner, they see something else, they'll use that as an excuse to try and find something on you.
And this is a problem, right? So there have been, I think it was Philadelphia, and there was another place that Minneapolis got it to where, you know, stuff like that, they're not going to pull you over. And that's a good thing for both the cops and the citizens, you know. So
there's too many of those interactions turn out violent.
Yeah, that's the point. That's what I was going to say, you know. Therein lies a big problem. But, you know, it's all about money, you know, and you're right.
Look at the corporations. When a corporation does something dishonest and evil, what happens to them?
Nothing. They get a fine. Yeah, they get a small fine.
You know what they do? They just make that money back up. They fire the people on the bottom, though. They'll fire, like, meaningless staff.
Yeah,
And maybe the CEO will leave after he gets a nice settlement.
Yeah. Oh, his golden parachute is always... in effect, man. I mean, look, that piece of shit Bobby Kotick is leaving Activision, or no, EA, I think, at the end of this year or next year. I can't remember one.
It's and Activision.
Activision. Okay, my bad. I named them all, but...
it would have to be one of them.
It was one of them, man. But
John Rusatello of Unity is also leaving.
Yeah, because he's a piece of shit too. They're all pieces of shit, man. They all came from the same branch.
I mean, you know? And I doubt that Unity will ever recover from the bullshit he tried to do.
Yeah, well that
he's the Unity guy. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Rusatello,
who used to work for EA. EA, so he's responsible for turning EA into the system it is today.
Yeah. So. But yeah, these people always have golden parachutes, you know. It's like, you know, the problem in itself, I don't believe, is capitalism, Breakman. But if you look, I mean, but what the problem is there's no limit on capitalism, right? So
yeah, and that's what I've argued before, is like, there's no, we had limits on capitalism before. We had laws in place that would stop people from basically being greedy and using it to well, doing what they're doing now, billionaires who are making 300-400% or 300-400 times the amount of the average employee.
Yeah.
Like the people that are actually doing the work.
Yeah. That was gonna be my point, Break. Back in the 50s, right? I hate to be nostalgic guy, but it's not really nostalgia when you're pointing out an obvious leak in our system, right? Mm-hmm. Back in the 50s, it was about maybe 25 to 50 to 1, depending on what company CEO pay as opposed to regular worker pay. So, like, for instance, nowadays it would be like a top level CEO would make. You know, if the average worker is making $40,000, then the top that CEO would be like 10 to 25 times, right? And then it went up to 50 times and then 100 times. And then we fast forward now and it's about 500 to 600 times. So,
yeah.
Freak says it's to Frank, the 50s was like five the minutes 50s
ago. And 60s, the reason people reference it all the time, we know there's racism and,
yeah,
and there was no such thing as an LGBTQ movement, you know?
Like, right, right.
All that stuff. But back in the 50s and 60s and early 70s, somebody could work a factory job and afford to have a home of their own, mm-hmm, a pool, a dog, kids, a wife, all not having to work.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But
well,
we
that's
don't have work
right.
We have, yep, right now we have a world where both parents have to work, and it's increasingly becoming where the kids are going to have to start working.
No, no, no.
In states like Ohio, they're trying to lower the limit for, you know, working. Like, I started working when I was young because my parents were fucking poor.
Yeah.
Like, if I wanted to play video games, I had to get money. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, look, Breakman. I mean, here now in the United States, in order to make any decent type of living, either you got to have a shit ton of money in the bank already from what you've worked, or you and your partner need to work two jobs. In order to have that same lifestyle that you said one person could do back in the 50s, 60s, and even 70s, you know, but it started turning in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and now into the 2020s, you know. It's like now it's impossible to have that pull. I mean, you're lucky if you get a studio apartment for the same money that you were, you know, paying for like a four bedroom standalone house back in the day, you know. So it's just really difficult for everybody involved.
There's a stat that's going on that I didn't mention. Like, we just talked about, like, child labor. Like, we've noticed there's a heavy increase of child labor, and just across this country, we find more and more like people busted for employing kids. I think they found them as young as like 10 years old.
Yeah.
Working forklifts.
Yep.
This isn't China. This is America.
Yep. And it's just becoming more and more like that. I know Bernie had a big problem. She's a general manager, right? And she had a problem with, I mean, when she first became general manager, there were a couple of 15-year-old kids that were working with her. Well, first of all, those 15-year-old kids can't work the slicer, for obvious reasons. I mean, you got a heavy slicer for, meat and stuff, right? So they can't work that. So that already takes half of the load off.
We're not going to answer any leading questions, Scotoma. That's all I have to
That's
say.
A leading question, Scotoma, for sure. I mean, if you want to talk about it, I'll talk about it in a different way. But that is a leading question, man. You should know better, Scotoma. It's horrible. And those 15-year-olds have no, you know, clue how to really do that type of intensive labor work, right? I mean, you're making sandwiches for people all day. You have to clean. You have to, you know, do all this stuff that a 15-year-old just doesn't have the mind for it. And so she started to stop hiring 15-year-olds because it just doesn't work. It doesn't. But it's perfectly legal, and that's just the way that it is. You know, it's like, okay, I guess, I mean, you know, whatever. But there's a lot to be desired, and it's never going to go back to the way that it was in the 50s, 60s, 70s, Breakman. So what is the solution? We have to start over. I mean, politically, we have to, realize that there's got to be different ways of doing things. I'm looking at things like socialism, but not in the way that countries like Venezuela implemented it or other places where you have shortages and stuff. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a more democratic socialist type of kind of hybrid system that would probably work a little bit better, at least for the people. It wouldn't work for the top 1% because then they wouldn't get their 1% money. But if that money was distributed a little bit better, then I think we would definitely be better for everybody, you know? So I know socialism is a dirty word in most circles, but I look at some of the things that are proposed that are along those lines, and I don't see much downside to that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's kind of how I feel about things. But what else you got, Brake Man?
We're still on Stinkos?
Yeah, we're still on Stinkos. Okay, Eric,
I'm done now.
Eric, did you have one?
No, I don't know where else Stinkos is.
I got one. My car was involved in a car accident. Well, actually, Bernie and I were in the car. We were parked in a parking lot, and a woman decided to back into our car, and she has no insurance. So that's my Stinko. So I'm going to have to come up with $1,000 out of my ass for the deductible to fix it. But, you know, there you go. I don't know. Just shitty, but I mean, life goes on. I reported it, and you know, I mean, I felt bad. It was an elderly woman, but you know, that doesn't help my car, you know. So, but anyways, let's move on to happier thoughts.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet of the week.
All right, Brake Man, you're sweet of the week.
Yeah, you asked about like have trans people been around forever? Yeah, we know of a pharaoh that was transgender.
Yeah,
Egypt. Yeah, ancient Egypt. So yeah, transgender people have been around for a very, very long time.
Matter of fact, if you look into Greek history, Skotomother, there's a lot of men, girls.
You're not going to get taught that stuff in school, Skotomother. That's the thing. Like that kids are starting to learn about like gay history now, but that's what the right wants to go back to. They want kids to not learn about this stuff. Like you don't know it.
Yeah. Yeah. Look into a Greek history.
Transgender people throughout the centuries.
Greek and Roman history. Yeah, Greek and Roman history, Skotoma. You should probably look into a little bit of that. You'd probably would learn a lot, to be honest with you. I'm not being facetious or being, you know, like telling you something that is awful. But there's a lot of history in Greek and like Roman history that would, you know, probably open your eyes a little bit more. You know.
See, the problem is like a lot of stuff you don't learn until college or out, because in public schools or even worse than the private schools, they don't teach that stuff.
Yeah.
They teach you sanitized versions of history. Yeah. Where in private schools they teach you weird fucking alternative versions where the Civil War started over taxes.
The book Bram Stoker's Dracula was about, it was an allegory for a gay man who was trying to fit in society, but it vilified him.
Yeah. Well, let's continue on here.
How do you know that, though, Scott? You said, but not trans, because you haven't been taught about it. But like I said, we now know there were at least one trans pharaoh in Egypt. They didn't teach you that in school, did they? They didn't teach me that in school.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other sweetos, Brake Man?
Or sweetos? Are we on sweetos? I thought we were on stinkos.
No, we're on sweetos.
Okay, I do have one sweeto.
Okay.
Oh, man, there's one guy on Twitter. I every day I say, fuck this guy. I know I've been suspended a few times for it because I've said directly to him, among a lot of other things. There's few people I really, really, really hate. Donald Trump, Bill Mayer, and Jim fucking Jordan.
Oh,
and
God.
He has had the worst fucking week.
Jim Jordan's had a... I don't know if he's had a worse time trying to be speaker than McCarthy, because McCarthy went through 15 fucking votes, man.
But for Jim Jordan, every time he's had a vote, he's lost support.
I know.
He's had his thugs, like, threatening people and stuff like what? That. Like, everything he's tried has gone against him.
What I don't understand about Jim Jordan, Brake Man, is... Everybody kind of knows his history. First of all, how did you guys fucking vote him in Ohio to be a fucking representative? It's actually, I know how, because we had a jackass here named Mike Kaufman, who's now the mayor of Aurora, which I'm currently battling. But it's just weird how these people can be elected into office. I don't. People just turn the other way when it comes to sexual abuse or you know, problems with these politicians, man. They just turn the other cheek. They have no issues or problem. It's just fucking weird. And Jim Jordan is a special piece of shit because he's the one that turned his cheek with the Ohio State wrestlers who were being sexually abused by their coach.
He didn't just turn his cheek like it. He begged the other players like not to
Him out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He like, begged. He did. Went.
Riley, he's a scumbag. He's not. He hasn't created a law. Then he's co-sponsored a couple, and he's got some bills to help pass, but he hasn't created anything.
Hey, Scotoma, to answer your question, I do believe I can answer that question with a very, very high rate of accuracy. It's because there's way more people on the earth as opposed to way back then. Like literally billions and billions of people more. That's why.
Also, things are reported on way better now.
Yeah.
Also, too. People are more aware that those people exist, and that goes both ways, unfortunately.
Mm. Yeah.
The right is more active in, you know, trying to erase us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Technology's kind of made us more educated. So, you know, so there you go. That's the answer. I mean, there's just more people, and the technology allows us to learn a little bit more. I mean, Google's made us all a lot smarter.
Another reason why you're seeing more trans people today is because of acceptance. Yeah. There have always been more trans people, but it's never been acceptable.
Yeah,
for the most part. And but there have been interest, and there have been points in history where we've seen it being more acceptable, like Native Americans, Egypt, ancient Egypt.
We could go on all day about that, but let's continue on. More Sweetos, Breakman. Anything else you got?
I'm pretty sure in I'm pretty sure in the Musashi books, there's gay characters in there, and some of those people are real people from history too.
Yeah,
because it's historical fiction.
Eric, you have any Sweetos?
No Sweetos.
All right, that's tradition, Scotoma. Tradition is another thing that prevents people's minds from seeing more things. I got a quick Sweeto. I picked up Scarlet Nexus for $5 at, of all places, GameStop. Eric made me aware of it, and I don't know if you can find it.
I couldn't take advantage of the deal you told me about because I tried looking on GameStop.com. To see if they had any nearby, and they don't have any copies. And so, with the shipping costs that you get on the website, it wouldn't be worth the price at that
point. No. I mean, I got lucky. I found one. But $5, man. I mean, for Scarlet Nexus.
So, if you can go back up there and pick one up for me for the Xbox, I'd give you the money.
Well, then I'd have to ship it to you for $5, Eric. You know, I mean.
No, I'll pay you $10.
Well, okay, like $5 for the game and $5 for
shipping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I could do that if I can find one. I'll do that first. I thought you had Scarlet Nexus already, though.
I have it on PS5, but
You want it for the Xbox? I see.
Yeah,
they definitely have it for the Xbox. I think.
And I think Star Ocean was also $10.
Yeah, Star Ocean I couldn't find anywhere, so that really sucks. Okay, so. Yeah, $5, not bad. So, there we go. All right, let's go to the free-for-all, guys. It's a free-for-all. Little man. Yeah, it's a free-for-all. Wow. Suck it. All right, Breakman.
We're doing this?
Yeah.
Is this happening?
Yeah. We're doing this.
Well, hold on.
You're stalling. You're stalling. Hey, real quickly, while you're you know, get everything ready. Next week on the finale of this tourney, I'm actually going to try to look up all of these kills, and so we can play them on the stream. If you don't know, well, I can't show you some. Like, I think the Negan one is pretty. It's too graphic. Actually, they're all pretty graphic. The ones that aren't super graphic with blood, I can show. The other one, I'll try to get as many visuals for you guys.
The pressure of the Norman Bates one. I don't think there was any blood in the Conan kill.
No, I might be able to show that one.
But we didn't see him actually hacking the neck.
Yeah, I might be able to do that one.
I can't do Futurosa. That one's pretty graphic and awesome.
I might be able to show the TV one with Freddy Krueger. Definitely can't show you.
Yeah, because they show that one on television, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
You can.
Yeah. There's a few that I can show you, so I'll try to get those queued up for next week. So,
well, speaking of Freddy Krueger of the TV, are you ready to start this out? Are you?
What's that?
Hello?
Eric?
Are you ready to start this, or...
Yeah, let's go. Let's do this.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I'll start this. We're going to start with Freddy Krueger with a TV and a primetime bitch versus the most infamous mallet kill and probably the kill that started really the slasher genre, Leatherface with a mallet. Even though it wasn't a slash, it was a smash.
Yeah. Eric, by the way, there's no... nowhere near me has an Xbox version of it.
Oh well.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry. Let's
Frank, start this one off. Freddy Krueger with his television versus Leatherface with a mallet.
Ooh. Okay. This is a tough one because I love both of these kills. Let me get over to it. There we go. Man, they're both iconic. I really like the TV one, but I gotta say, the Leatherface with the mallet, and I'm gonna pick Leatherface, and I'll tell you why. Because that was one of the most, and it still is, one of the most shocking, like kills in the history of horror movies, and iconic as well. Like with the, you know, you see Leatherface with the mallet and clunk. He, like, smacks dude over the head with that mallet, and he starts twitching, which is like, you know, you killed the motherfucker, you know what I mean? I really like the Freddy Krueger TV death. I think it's one of the greatest kills of all time, but I have to, in this instance, go with Leatherface for sure.
Eric?
I'm going to go with Freddy.
Freddy? Ooh, so I get to be the tiebreaker. Ooh, this is a good question. Okay, Freddy, basically that kill started the whole, let's just admit this is campy, like these horror movies are campy, let's have fun. Like, people are coming to see kills when they see these movies, that's what they want. And that was the first kill that truly acknowledged it. Whereas Leatherface, like I said, this is the kill that probably started it all. This was the holy shocker kill.
Yeah.
See this coming. All of a sudden, he's dead. Like, all of a sudden, there's Leatherface and a mallet, and he's dead.
Yep.
Ooh. Wow, this one's hard because these are both, like, very iconic.
How dare you, Mrs. Breakman? You shut your hole over there.
I don't think the audience heard her, but she said vote Freddy. I don't know. Now my vote's tainted, whatever I say. This is hard. All right, I'll go Freddy in the TV. Iconic and just
Mrs. Breakman, how dare you?
I still get laid, so...
Yeah, how dare you? How dare you?
Yeah, she ruined it for everybody.
And so. She ruined the whole bracket now. She ruined it. She ruined it all.
She ruined the whole tournament.
Yep.
Next, we have the Gemini Killer with his in a poor unfortunate nurse. You know, somebody who didn't deserve to be killed. Versus a T-Rex who killed a lawyer. God knows lawyers deserve it. And he ate that motherfucker on the toilet. So it was even more humiliating than normal. Eric, how do you want to start this?
T-Rex.
Hmm.
I've never seen the Gemini Killer series, so I can't really speak to it.
That one's really, like, it was a sudden shocker. Like, you knew the killer was in there somewhere, but where he came from was just like, what? Where he? How the?
I just like seeing lawyers get ruined. That's all.
I know. But that's the Gemini Killer one's just so, like, It's one of those great jump scares. It starts out with a great jump scare, and there's very few jump scares I say are good, but this one was a meaningful one. And for that, I'm going to go Gemini Killer.
You know what? We talked about the last matchup with Leatherface, how that was real shock kill. Mm-hmm. I didn't have that feeling until Exorcist 3 with the Gemini Killer with those shears. And you don't even see the kill per se, but you know what happened. You see it with those shears, and it is frightening. That's you're never going to hear me say anything is frightening on this list other than the Leatherface kill and the Gemini Killer kill with the shears. It was genuinely frightening. I'm going with Gemini Killer for sure.
I got to agree. The Gemini Killer, because it was so unexpected. Even though you knew he was there, you didn't know where he was, and you didn't know he had a shoe. I don't remember. It's been a long time.
God, that's an underrated movie, by the way. If you guys want a really good horror recommendation for something to watch for Halloween, try Exorcist 3. You won't be disappointed. It's great.
I need to watch some of the ones I haven't seen on it. There's like a handful of kills on this list I haven't seen. I've seen all the ones we've talked about so far. I think I've seen all the ones that are left on here. No, I haven't seen one. Yeah, there's one kill left I haven't seen. Next, we have Jason with a sleeping bag in one of the greatest kills of all time. It's even in the game, and there's an achievement for getting it because it's such an iconic kill. I mean, he picks the sleeping bag up and slams it against a tree.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that takes incredible strength to do. And you know that once they get up against that tree, you don't see them, but you know they're fucking fucked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Versus somebody where you see it all happen and you know they're fucked when you see it happen because the chest burst just fucking tears right through your chest and you're alive when it starts, but by the time it's out of you, you're fucked. You're done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we have another kind of kill that happens right in front of your face versus one that, you know, the corpse is obscured, but you know it's pretty graphic.
You know what I... well, I'll wait till my turn. Go ahead, Break.
I'm going to start with... I'm going to go to the chest burster because that scared the shit out of me as a kid.
Okay.
That the sleeping bag was just like... It was a really cool kill, but the chest burster fucked me up as a kid. I was terrified. Frank, you're next.
I'm going with Jason and sleeping bag because I think it's just one of the greatest kills ever and innovative, right? Like you wouldn't even, I didn't even think that was going to happen. I thought he was going to pull this chick out of the bag and do, you know, a knifing or somebody just casually picks her up and slams her against a tree and that was it. You know, it was great. But what I was going to say,
like stab her. Now he's like, oh, I got a better idea.
Yeah. I think the chest burster scene is also iconic and great, but like, how do these people not know that they have this fucking, you know, beast inside of them in their chest, man? Like it stretched credulity to, you know, to have something inside your body that you couldn't feel.
Yeah, like that's a good point. Like there were no gas pains or anything like that. Like,
no.
Yeah, you could like lead up the scene like, well, oh man, I got bad gas or something. No, you're right.
Yeah. I'm going with Jason, man, on this one.
Eric, you're the tiebreaker.
No, with a sleeping bag.
Yeah. Jason moves on.
I am kind of glad that moves on because I think it is a cooler kill. But like I said, the chest burster.
That's a great kill too, man, for sure. Yeah. I mean, no doubt.
That was one of the that one and one of the Freddy or a couple. I tried all the Freddy kills from the original.
The original Nightmare had great kills, man, for sure.
That
new Nightmare had great kills too, man. New Nightmare had fucking great kills.
Freak, I can say that like 115 ways that could go horribly wrong.
I know. the insurance alone would cost a lot of money for that, man.
Next, we have Ghostface with a knife and his very first, technically his second kill. Actually, does he kill before the movie starts?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he started right then.
Okay, so, like, this is technically, like, she's the first visible kill in a graphic and cruel...
Right, right, right. But technically his second kill. Yeah.
And it was horrible in every way. Like, he made the kill last, and he made it torturous and horrible in every way.
I'm surprised you didn't put any saw kills on here, man. There were a lot of good saw
kills. The only reason I didn't put saw kills is because they weren't really directly... You know, like, he put up the traps and stuff, yeah. But he wasn't really directly involved in them. I mean, he's even dead for half of the movies.
Yeah.
And still trapping them. Yeah. Versus Norman Bates with a knife in one of the most iconic kills, because it was such a surprise. It turned the genre on its head, really. Nobody expected the quote-unquote protagonist to die, like, halfway through the movie. She wasn't the protagonist, she was just the victim, turns out. And Frank, you start us off.
Yeah, I gotta go with Norman Bates on this one. Breakman, it's a tough call, because that Ghostface kill was definitely great, but I mean, how can you deny, man, that Psycho started off a whole genre of slasher movies, you know, like you can trace almost every slasher back to good old Norman Bates and the Bates Motel with that shocking shower knife kill. And I mean, just the image of that blood going down the drain is just iconic, man. I know Ghostface Kill was super great too and very graphic, but I mean, you don't need a lot of imagination to understand what happened with that chick in that shower. So Norman Bates,
like last time, it affected a generation, like a generation of people were afraid of showering.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't want to close their eyes with soap in their hair just in case.
Yeah.
Oh, it's burning my eyes, but I know I'm not getting stabbed.
right. Eric's next.
I'm gonna vote for Norman Bates.
Yeah. Oh wow, Norman Bates is moving on. I was gonna give it to Ghostface because not only is does the kill brutal, but it's so cruel.
It is. It was brutal.
He uses it as a decoration for the parents, basically.
Yeah.
And tortures her before, and he doesn't stab her to kill her when she's like crawling away. He's stabbing her to just stop her from crawling away.
Yeah.
So brutal. Anyway. Next, this is the only kill I haven't seen on the list. I haven't actually seen any of these movies, and everybody keeps telling me I have to. I will eventually. Stop telling me I have to. I will, okay? John Wick with a pencil.
Hey, Breakman, you got to see the John Wick movies, man.
God damn it. Apparently, it's a pretty badass kill. Versus Conan with his giant sword. I think that was his father's sword, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was sweet revenge, since his father died at the hands of the man he... Eight chops his head off, Tulsa Doom, and kind of tosses it down to the followers, you know, just kind of falls down there.
Yeah.
This is triumph, and you watch his followers just kind of all just stop and just go,
They just like went away. They just...
I guess the party's over. God damn it.
Yeah, party's over. Time to go home. Screw you guys, I'm going home.
Yep. Eric, you can start this one.
I'm gonna go with John Wick pencil.
Okay, I haven't seen the John Wick kill, but the reason I'm going to go with Conan besides that is it was one of the best revenge kills. I think that one, and probably the kill at the end of the Punisher movie with where he's tormenting John Travolta's character as he's killing him.
Yeah,
Just ultimate revenge. Like, him shopping off Tulsa Doom, the man who destroyed his life, murdered his family, enslaved him, you know. And then when he gets an adult and gets away, basically it's an instrument to killing the woman he loves, too. So, it was well-earned kill.
Yeah.
Frank, you're the
tiebreaker. Yeah, I'm the tiebreaker on this one, and this one is really tough, because that John Wick kill is excelente. But I gotta say, the reason that I'm gonna go with Conan, not because it's a revenge. All of John Wick's kills are based on revenge, actually, if you boil it down. But I'm gonna go with Conan, and I'll tell you why. That kill was one of the most profound kills in almost any movie you'll ever see. Because you're on this journey with Conan, right? And you see him as a kid, and he gets enslaved. His mom and dad get killed. His whole tribe gets killed. And
the ones that don't get killed get enslaved, and he watches them over the years slowly die as he's... What is that torture wheel there? He's like, yeah. He has to push the fucking wheel for there years. Was,
yeah, it had no point. That wheel had no point. It served no purpose but to just keep these slaves in line, right? And they would whip them and all that shit. But the sweet revenge factor...
torture.
Yeah. And he was the only one, and he eventually grew up to just push that wheel himself, which is a feat of inhuman strength. But you see him go through this progression, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he
and not only that, like after he's a slave, they put him into the fighting arena.
Yeah, they made him a gladiator. Yep,
program him mentally. Too.
Yeah. They did everything. Lamentation of the women, and you know all that stuff. I mean, there's a lot of great lines in that movie, but that kill in particular was great because he took an entire fucking cult, right, which had probably hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands of members, and with a few swings of his fucking sword, he basically told them, "I'm in charge now." You know, like this was your fucking leader. Look at him now. You know, and the way he threw that head at the crowd, like anybody want next? It just showed the progression of him as a character, and I think Conan is one of the most underrated movies of all time.
Tulsa did shoot the arrow, didn't he? He did kill her directly. It wasn't one of his people. It was him.
Yeah, it was him. It was him that killed. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Like, that was just the ultimate revenge to me.
Yeah, and he killed his mom with that sword, I believe. Uh-huh. So it was like, that kill is an all-time timer for sure. Non-horror movie.
Next we have Connor McLeod, who isn't really fighting for revenge, although he is avenging the friends he's lost over the years.
Yes.
But that's not really the reason he fights. It's the quickening and like their inclined to fight.
There can be that. Only like, one.
They're compelled to fight each other.
Yeah.
In which case he teaches a Krogan who's been tormenting him for about 400 years.
Yeah.
He finally teaches him a lesson.
Yeah.
Versus Furiosa, who does get revenge on somebody who basically enslaved her and everybody else around her.
Yeah, because of the water. Yeah.
Yeah.
Skotima says the best part was when the guy turns a snake into an arrow. That was a good... That was a little bit of magic.
He kills the girl, That's right.
That was a little bit of magic in that movie, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which Conan hates because he's a barbarian, and that's the way barbarians right. should be.
I thought he just hated magic because of the wizard, that's all.
Yeah.
I love the line where he's like, "Crumb, like screw you, I'll do it myself."
Yeah,
you know,
it's a great movie, man.
Screw you, I'll do it myself.
I think that's an underrated movie, Conan. Man, I think it's great.
Great movie.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Connor McLeod versus Furiosa, who takes a slave driving rapist and rips his fucking face off. He's hiding behind a mask. So she decided instead of just taking the mask off, she's taking his face off, fucking too.
Mm-hmm.
And an amazing, awesome kill. Yeah, as much as I love Connor McLeod and he dies and he's laughing his head, like that Furiosa kill is just really good. I gotta go Furiosa. Frank?
You know what? I'm gonna go the opposite here, Brayden, because I think visually the Furiosa kill was probably a tad bit better, but if you take into account the entire history of the McLeods and the whole story, I mean, I don't think it gets much more of a compelling kill than that. Like that, as far as kills go, that's probably the most intriguing kill on the whole list. The Connor McLeod with the katana and takes what's his name? Cregan?
He's the Cregan. He doesn't actually have a name. He's just, it was his people, or...
Right.
Like to throw children the wolves just for support.
Yeah. I mean, that whole history... I mean,
Kurgan killed his best friend and mentor and his wife.
He killed his wife, and that was another revenge kill, sort of, in a roundabout way. But also, the Highlander has one of the greatest lines ever when, what's his face, Sean Connery, like, fights Krieger. What is his name? Krieger? I don't know what his name is.
The Kurgan.
Kurgan. He fights Kurgan at the castle, right? And it's just building up to this crescendo, and he slices his throat, actually. And he's like, it looks like my cut has improved your voice. And I was like laughing so hard, man. He eventually gets killed by Kurgan. But I'm going with Connor McLeod, which puts Eric on the spot here.
No, Furiosa.
Ah, Furiosa moves on.
Yeah, like I really love that.
It's a great kill. I'm not too unhappy.
I love the Connor McLeod kill too. Like that's, I love the Highlander movie. Like in the TV show, like I was big into that. I wish the second movie and third movie and all those hadn't happened, but you know, what can you do? Oh, what was the second movie there? Instead of a hut from the Highlands, there are aliens now, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the weirdest sequel I've ever seen.
Oh God, Highlander 2.
Yeah. Anyway, next we have, and these are the last two fights, we have Freddy Krueger again returning. This time, he uses the whole fucking room to beat and kill a bitch, right in front of her boyfriend, which is just extra cruel. Versus Jason, who goes to the future and gets creative. You know, we've all thought liquid nitrogen would be something really cool to use and play with. He decides it's really cool to kill somebody with. Who started the last one? I think I did. Frank, you started the last one.
This is a really tough one, because these are obviously two icons going at it. Freddy versus Jason. The room kill is spectacular, man. Everything that went into that kill was just phenomenal. And on screen, it looks great. But I gotta say, that Jason kill with the liquid nitrogen was super creative, man. Because I thought the kill was just gonna be just the nitrogen. You know, you see her face, and you know she's dead right then and there. Yeah, yeah. But he takes it one step further, and he just slams her face on the counter there, and it shatters. And all you see is just like nothing there. You know, it's like it was really, really great. God, this is really, really tough break, man. Mm-hmm. You know what? For shits and giggles, I'm going with Jason. I'm just gonna go with Jason. See what happens.
Oh, that's when Jason X is the movie that just really embraced camp more than
I love that movie, man. I think it's underrated as a horror movie, but you know,
I think that's to me, it was like the later Leprechaun movies. Like we're a horror movie, we're fucking around. But
you know what? Scotoma makes a good point.
There was good kills in it, and it was funny and stuff like that.
Scotoma makes a good point. He says, "Listen to Frank. Just earlier, he was talking about how violence has been normalized."
Well, Frank has lived so long; of course, it's blasé to him now.
Well,
see, that's the thing. Like, we grew up with violent cartoons and violent TV shows, violent movies. Like we're.
Horror movies are in a category all themselves. We know it's fake, and we know it's like, you know, but when you see movies like where people get shot in the head and shit, like it's like, to me it's more visceral, like seeing like the quote real life stuff. I don't know if that makes sense, Gotama, but horror movies are goofy like that, man, you know. All right, continue on, Breakman.
We're on Eric now.
Which one Eric. Do you
want? Freddy in the room or Jason with liquid nitrogen?
I'm gonna go with the liquid nitrogen.
Oh man, liquid nitrogen is gonna move on. I was gonna go with Freddy in the room because that's everything about that kill was amazing. Not only the fact that you're watching her getting thrown around the room and stuff like that, but if you watch like the making of it, like they made the room actually move and shit.
Yeah,
like
I thought about that too, break, but we're not supposed to know the movie magic behind it, you know. It just,
but even not knowing the magic, like you're still watching her getting thrown around the room like a rag doll.
Yeah, I know, that's a great kill, no doubt.
More unique. You're right.
Great kill. Great kill.
These are all good. I'm not arguing against any of these kills.
Yeah.
Even if I've voted for the other one, because I think all these are good.
They're really good, man. Really, really good.
And next we have. I take it back. I haven't watched this kill yet. I've heard how gruesome.
Oh God, man! You need to watch Terrifier 1 and 2 for Halloween. Break, man. Great movies, man.
Art the Clown with a saw is gonna chop a bitch in half.
Do you have Prime? Break, man. Do you have Prime?
What's that?
You have Amazon Prime?
Yeah, I have Prime.
Yeah, I think Terrifier 1 and 2 are on Prime.
And just so you know, I would have called if it's a guy, I would have called him bitch too. Like, it's just, way. Didn't matter. Versus Negan, with the most brutal television kill I've ever seen. It's really, if you see the comic book, it's accurate to the comic book, and it you watch his eyes bulging out and his head being bashed in to a character that you have grown to love over like 7 years, you know, of watching that show. To watch him get brutally murdered in that way was so horrific. Eric, you get to start this one out. Is it the horrific kill of a naked woman getting chopped in half, or is it going to be the lovable guy getting smashed to bits in front of his wife and family? Was she chopped in half in front of anybody, or just
Her friend?
Oh, so, okay.
I'm going with the naked one.
Crap. I want to say Negan because I haven't seen it, but then I want to say Art the Clown put Frank on the spot, but then I know he's going to say Art the Clown.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
All right, fine. I'll say Art the Clown and see what happens.
Art the Clown. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. hold on. I got to think about this real quick, Breakman. You see my psychology there, Breakman. You know, it's like, just pretend like you're not. No, I really do have to think about this because these are great kills, and you made an actually really compelling point to me, Breakman. Negan with Lucille was probably the most brutal, gruesome kill on TV that I've ever seen. I mean, I can't think of one that brutal on TV. But that being said,
there was another one I thought about putting on here, but I didn't think about it in time.
What?
Like a television kill was True Blood, where a guy got his dick ripped off.
Ooh, I remember
that. Was a funny kill, but like it's like oh, like that's the most.
But that's thing like I've that's seen. Like HBO, so they get away with everything, you know. You
couldn't and quite. Boys has some brutal deaths too, but just the neat. You know
what kill in The Boys that always gets me, man, is that kill where A-Train runs through that chick, like just obliterates her, man. Like I'm like, holy shit. I always wondered why The Flash didn't have that problem. You know, like not running through people.
Fast
like that.
Enough to see it.
I guess. I don't know, man.
Yeah, like I've never understood how it works. I've always loved The Flash, but never really understood.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to decipher from the comic books too, because you just see him going. You know, that's it.
Yeah, like but, sometimes he seems like he's super fast and can do anything, and he won't run into everybody. And then other times he doesn't seem like he's quite as fast. And
yeah.
And just it's really hard to explain.
Ah, man, I almost want to go with Negan, Breakman, but man, the visceral nature of both of these kills is something else. But watching someone get sawed in half is crazy the way that they did it, and I mean, she's screaming and her friend is screaming, like it is. It's an insane kill, man. I mean, I got to go with Art the Clown for sure.
Yeah, I figured Art Clown's gonna move on.
You should watch those movies and see if you disagree with me, Breakman. I mean, honestly, just watch the first one. The first one, like I said, is more of a proof of concept movie than anything. But the second movie just takes it to a whole new level, and there's crazy kills in that one too, man. Holy shit! One in particular made Bernie barf. Ooh. She almost barfed on that. Yeah, you gotta watch.
No, only those Jackass movies have made me almost barf.
Really?
Yeah, there've been scenes in each Jackass
movie. Oh my god! But you know what? But that's the type of almost barf, but you're still laughing while you're barfing.
Yeah.
I love those movies.
Like eating snow, like eating piss snow.
Oh god, that one was pretty bad. I you know what? My favorite like little sketch thing is like you see this little countryside. It's all green, and there's like these little miniatures, and it's all like nothing. And then all of a sudden, like there's like kind of a volcano eruption, but it's Dave England with his ass in there, and it like, starts shitting, you know, like that was crazy, man. It was so funny, but you gotta honestly, before next week, just watch that first movie and tell me that isn't one of the greatest kills of all time, Breakman. I mean, it's crazy good. It really is.
We have left. We have Freddy Krueger of a television versus Gemini Killer with shears.
Oh man, we got some good ones.
Sleeping Bag versus Norman Bates. Like these would talk about two of the most iconic kills ever.
We've got great kills, man. Like I gotta say, man, I think we got it right for the most part here, Break. I mean, I really do. I think we got it right. I mean, we very rarely can say that on this show, but look, we got Norman Bates versus mm-hmm. Jason with the sleeping bag. Holy shit, that's a matchup, you know? I mean,
look, Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, all these people on here, like Freddy Krueger and stuff like that, Arnold Schwarzenegger's probably killed more people in movies than anybody else, so he should be on the list, right?
He's the most prolific serial killer in movies of all time, man. It's like crazy.
I mean, just in, like, Commando, he killed, like, 50
I know, guys. Commando was crazy, man. I think Commando's another underrated movie. I love that kill when he's got Sally in the air, you know, over the cliff, and he's like, remember when I told you I'd kill you last? And he's like, yeah, that's right, Matrix, you did, you did. He's like, I lied, and he just lets him go. It's, like, so great, man. Such a great movie. Okay, let's do our plugs and get the hell out of here a little bit early for a change, man. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on X or Twitter or whatever, I guess. I might still respond. I'm not canceling it yet because I want to keep it on for the show so I can But I need to use the Blue Sky thing. I need to switch over.
Yeah, well, I'm just waiting for more people to get into Blue Sky, man. Like, it's kind of a graveyard, you know? It's not great.
It sucks. Like, I just... I can't in good faith, like, keep supporting somebody, like...
I know. But, are you really supporting, man? I mean, as long as you're voicing your displeasure, I think you're right.
As long as they're users, I think that's all that, like, they count. Yeah. I think that's what Elon Musk is going by, is, like, users more than anything.
I guess.
Like, look, I got rid of all the bots, and now we have all real users, yeah.
Skodema says, the boys is so good because of the realism. DC never went as far as they do. Well, in the comics, I disagree, Skodema. Some of the comics went pretty far. Like, a lot of, like, when Batman killed Joker, that was a great, I forget which.
I think he means, like, as far as, like, trying to depict their abilities and stuff.
Oh, yeah. No doubt, man. Good stuff, for sure. The boys is great.
Because, like, the heat ray vision, for instance, yeah. Like, it would be so fucking brutal for real, yeah. Like it is in the boys.
Yeah, I agree. No, you're right. You're right, Skodema, for sure. Okay. Plugs? Any more plugs? Break?
That's it.
All right. Eric, your plugs.
You can find my written reviews on BossTrashBrigade.com, or you can listen to the feed for my audio reviews. I don't got anything this week, but hopefully soon. But,
and that feed is Eric? rpgrinders.podbean.com, I believe, right?
Yeah. And if you like either of those things and you want to support me, there's a link to my Patreon on my Twitter/BlueSky. Probably soon it's going to be Blue Sky.
Yeah, I think we're all trending that way. It's going to take a little time, but, you know.
And I might consider starting up a co-host as well.
Oh, well, there you go.
I tried Mastodon, so, no. Mastodon's kind of weird.
I know, Mastodon is weird. But, alright, anything else, Eric?
No, that's it.
Alright, you could follow me on X and Blue Sky, I think it's Frank Branches on both. You could follow my other channel on YouTube called Mexican Longhair, where you can see me try to make some changes as far as policing in Aurora and Denver go, and a bunch of other stuff that I like to do on that channel. You can also go to Bernie's channel. She does a really nice hot tub show on Tuesdays at 9 Eastern.
So what now? I wasn't listening. Go back. What did you say?
Bernie. You can watch Bernie. Well, you can't watch her per se, but you can hear Bernie on her channel every Tuesday at 9 Eastern, and that is Bernie Branches. So look
that up. What happens to the whole hot tub scene and stuff?
Yeah, oh, there's okay. There's a hot tub show for sure. Hot Tub Time Machine, and you know. So there you go. Skodema says Frank inspired me on his YouTube channel. Yeah, there you go. I don't know what I inspired you to do, but hopefully something. Yeah, I do homeless outreach and other things on my channel as well. But okay, what else? You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. I'd love to add you on my friend contacts list. I'm mostly right now on the PlayStation. I bounce back and forth, but I do occasionally pop up on the Xbox. I need to start beating all my Xbox games, so I'll be doing that pretty soon.
Start giving out my gamer tag. I didn't really think of that.
Yeah.
It's just Breakman.
Yeah, Breakman.
I've had it forever, so
yeah, yeah.
I don't have to put numbers on or nothing.
Yeah. All right, so that's about all we got. Make sure you join us next week for the conclusion of the tourney, which is going to be fantastic. And I'm sure we'll have probably 50 million news stories to make up for this week. But anyways, you guys have anything else?
Have a good weekend.
I want to thank all the chatters, too. Scotoma and Freak 5 especially for being live here in the chat. But also Oriana, O1ella, HV Days, Alicidra, Alien Gathering, Commander Root, Drapsnat, V, Mercy, and Vimek. Thank you all so much. And everybody listening on the archives on YouTube and Twitch, thank you all so much. So there you go. All right. And how dare you, Breakman, you're exiled son of a bitch. Sort of trolling, mostly joking, because Coleman says. Okay. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.